Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you that you've found time in your schedule to share these next few moments together. This week, we've been looking at coming into maturity, and we've been looking most currently at ways God wants to use His people to build up the body of Christ, because each of us are members of the body of Christ. We all have a function. This is the work of body ministry, and I said there were five, but actually there's a sixth one I'd like to share with you. Just by way of quick review, the first one was to bring the body into the unity of the faith. Now, of course, that is the work of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit can use us as we speak the truth, as we desire harmony, as we are not argumentative or in any way would display a lack of love or encourage strife. We can do this. This enables us to really walk in the fullness of the relationship that God has for His body. I'm thinking of that beautiful Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is as the precious ointment that ran upon the head, that went down the beard, even Aaron's beard, what went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Beloved, God gives great blessing when God's people are in unity. And that's, whatever we do should inspire unity. That does not mean that we back down, we don't compromise our beliefs, we don't compromise or diminish Scripture, but we take a firm stand because God wants His people to come into the character of Jesus in service and stability. We're to be grounded in Scripture and care enough about others that they can walk in God's desire and heart for them. We're also to restore brethren. Galatians 6:1, I shared that if every man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual or mature, restore such a one. We're to exhort one another. Hebrews 3:12-13 talks about exhorting one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And also we are to stimulate, we're to encourage one another. Hebrews 10:23-25 declares, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful, that promise, that's Jesus. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. You know, that's the only place in Scripture I find that we can provoke one another. That's generally a word that's bristling with hostility, but beloved, we have scriptural approval of provoking one another. However, that provocation is to love and to good works. That's one place also we can compete. Oh, we can just seek to outdo one another in love and good works, in showing hospitality, in displaying the love of Christ. Yeah, that's where we can compete. The world competes in every other way. We don't have to do that. That's, you know, come on, there's nothing in that. We've got a secure place. Every one of us, each of us are a lively stone. We've got our own place in the body of Christ. We don't have to be concerned. No one's going to threaten us. Praise God. The devil may try, but he's never successful if we stand on the Word of God and use the sword of the Spirit. So how can we, I got carried away with that verse of Hebrews 10:23-25. I'll read it again. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day? We're talking about the return of the Lord. And beloved, I don't know what your area is as you're listening to this broadcast. If you listen through the internet, you could be anywhere around the world. If you are listening through this radio station, you could be anywhere up past the Canadian border. But I don't know what your particular area is like. Some very rural areas, you may not even have a really good church you can go to. However, there are many, especially in metropolitan areas we find up here, and perhaps that may be your experience. There are many who, if you get in conversation with them, they say, I'm a Christian. Where do you go to church? I don't go to church. Why? Well, obviously there are sometimes like a work schedule that could hinder that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about those who have been offended, who have been hurt by either ministry or the body of Christ. And because of that hurt, they have withdrawn from fellowship. And beloved, that's not what the word says to do. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Well, there's a lot of sums out there that we need to go after, beloved. And only, in fact, I'm thinking of one particular situation. She's become a dear friend, but I met her, loves the Lord with all of her heart, but she was so hurt in a church that she wasn't actually going anywhere. And I said, won't you come with me to church? And praise God, I'm thinking of another situation where she did that. This is not in this area, that she has become a faithful member of a church. So beloved, we can be used of God to encourage one another. We're to love, we're to do good works, we're to keep coming together for teaching and fellowship. And I don't care how wonderful your personal time with God may be, beloved, there is an anointing that comes when God's people who are really truly seeking in spirit and truth. There are a lot of churches where it's just a show. I'm sorry. I mean, before I moved here, I did a lot of church hopping in Tracy, and I could not believe what I saw. It was just, lean back in your chair, just relax, drink your latte, and watch the worship team sing nice songs. I'm telling you, there was so little of heartfelt worship. Some of the preaching was just watered down. I'm not being critical. I'm speaking factually. And only those who love God with all of their heart, those who are seeking earnestly to grow into becoming a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to be anointed. They may not be perfect. What does the scripture say? My heart and my flesh might fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. No, we're not perfect, but we're pressing on into perfection, just like Paul. Beloved, we need to come to a place where we can reach out to those who have been hurt. We can pray for them. We can show that was the enemy who seeks to drive them away, and he's going to be doing more and more of it as the end approaches. What does it say? Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as ye see the day approaching. I'm sure if you love God and if you're rooted in Christ, you probably know people who I'm talking about, those who profess to be Christians, but they don't want to go to church. In some cases, they're actually lazy. They prefer to, just do other things, that are, more important. I work all week. I need my rest. I need to do, this is the only time I get to go fishing or whatever it is. Now, does God want us to relax and enjoy ourselves? Of course. But he will provide needed times of refreshing. I fully believe that as we seek the assembling of ourselves together. And it might be in a home group. It might be in a local church. However God is directing you. And of course, for some may be bedfast. Some may be invalids. They can't get out. And thank God for medium ministries, radio and television, where they can receive the ministry of the Lord. I'm thinking of one dear sister. She has belonged to a local church, and they don't bother to call her. She's in a wheelchair. Nobody bothers to see if they can take her to church. So she has to depend upon medium ministries. Praise God for all every way that ministry is broadcast through radio, through television, through the printed page, through tracts. Praise God for that. But beloved, nothing takes the place of interaction one with another. That's how Jesus raised his disciples, isn't it? They were with him day and night for 3 years. And that's what he said. I'm going, you know, I'm not going to have you with me, but I'm going to send a powerful agent. It's the precious Holy Spirit. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. I'm asking you to make disciples of all nations, but you can't do it without the empowering of the Holy Spirit. It's not your zeal. It's not your fervency. It's God's anointing, which will destroy the yoke. And so, beloved, if you know someone, if you know of those that have been afar off, first of all, pray for them and ask God to make an opportunity in love to perhaps invite them to church with you. However, I know God will lead you. I'm absolutely positive of that. And finally, as this broadcast nears its ending, we are to admonish those, the Word of God, who need admonishing. What does that mean? In 1 Thessalonians 5:14, it says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient with all men." What is that telling us? To admonish means to strictly warn the unruly, those who are idle, those who are lazy, those who are undisciplined, to encourage the faint-hearted, the fearful or timid, to support, to hold on to take an interest in, and to pay attention to the weak, the spiritually weak, and to be patient with all men. I'm going to read that again. It means to admonish, to strictly warn the unruly, those who are lazy, undisciplined, idle, to encourage the faint-hearted, the timid, or fearful, to support, to hold on to take an interest in, the weak, to pay attention to them, and to be patient to all men. If we do such things, we are working together in body ministry, beloved. Well, I love you, and I had thought surely we'd get through this message this week, but I still have more to share, so we're just going to pick up again on Monday's broadcast. I love you. I thank you for joining me, and if you have someone, perhaps, that an unsaved loved one or someone you know that's been so hurt they don't want to go to church, let's pray together. We'll see answers to our prayers. I assure you, there's power in agreement. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.